Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
Time for us to talk sport around the Limestone Coast and to talk women's footy. I've got Mike Mulberry on the line. Mike, good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Mike, before we get started on today's games, tell me a little bit about girls' footy in the Limestone Coast.
Yeah, look, it probably started a couple of years ago with a four-game season back in sort of late winter 2017 and progressed through to last year. We had eight teams in a sort of February-March 2018 season, and this year we've increased to 11 sides and still playing in that February-March season, and yeah, becoming very popular. And certainly, I guess, women's footy in the southeast with things coming up like the Crows Cup for year 5, 6 and 7 is coming up soon, and in July is becoming very popular.
And Mike, how's the season shaping up, and what are the teams like on the field?
Yeah, look, I think very much so that the standard of the football has really increased over the last 3 years. The more football the girls are getting, the more training they're getting. I think it's really an appreciable, if you've seen sort of where we started from and watched the games through, it's been an appreciable lift in standard, and the girls are becoming very skillful and very knowledgeable about their game craft and how they play the game. So I think people who go along and have a look would be very surprised at the standard that they will see.
Any talk as yet as to what we're going to see in the 2020 season? Will we see an extended season for girls' footy?
Well, it's something we've got to have a look at. Obviously, what we normally do is we during the course of the season, we actually put a survey out to all the players and the coaches and the teams just to get a feel for, I guess, what they would like to see going forward. And we did that last year and made some amendments to the competition. And we'll do that again probably over the next couple of weeks, to be honest, just to get a feel for how we look at it. Mm. Obviously, playing February, March can be, as you saw in February, we can get some hot days. So it is a little bit of an issue, the heat at this time of year. So that'll be something that's probably on the discussion table. But we'll make some judgment calls on the time of the season and see what interest there is, and we'll adjust accordingly.
Yeah, I got to say, a couple of times I was definitely feeling for the girls who would have been out playing in the heat. Now, today we've got some amazing games and a chance to check out some great footy.
Yeah, look, this weekend, because of the long weekend, we've moved to the Monday to give people a bit of a chance to get away on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But we've got to split ground this week. We've got two games over at Casterton, one of our new sides this year, and three games up at Millicent. So depending on where you're situated, you can pop in and see some really good games of footy. But probably the main game today will be first versus second in a rematch of last year's grand final between Kirby and Millicent. And that's been played at Millicent. And that'll be an absolute cracker of a game because both these teams are very experienced and playing some really good flowing football. And basically, whoever wins today will probably set themselves up for a grand final spot, and whoever loses, then be in a little bit of a battle to for the other grand final spot for the rest of the season.
What time's the footy going to kick off today, Mike?
Yeah, look, I think that game is around about 2:15, I think it is. We've got the time for it, but if you certainly get there, if you get there around about 11:30, 12 o'clock, you'll see three really good games of footy. At Millicent and two good games at Casterton.
Mike, great to talk to you this morning. Hopefully we had a lot of people across the Limestone Coast heading to both grounds. Thanks for joining us for a chat about women's footy. It won't be the last time we talk, I'm sure.
No problems at all, Ewan.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.